Welcome back, B-Holes. It's Johnny B. Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers to join us tonight. Johnny is under the weather. He just tweeted out to everybody he has laryngitis. I guess it's official. He has laryngitis.
Laryngitis.
He is hoping to be back soon. Hopefully soon is tomorrow. Because what is Will Do Wednesday without Johnny B?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Plus, Johnny Absolutely nothing. B, his name is, you know, he has to kind of be here. The only thing I guess that could stop you is laryngitis. With this kind of gig.
Sorry, go ahead.
What?
Oh. It's not very contagious.
I don't
know. Sure?
Yes, I just Googled it. It said it's not very contagious. It
what
didn't
is
say
it?
Not contagious.
What is
it's inflammation of the larynx.
Mm.
It's in your throat.
How do you get it?
I don't know.
Well, how do you inflame your throat?
Let's ask Johnny.
Johnny has a few ways. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, we hope to have him back tomorrow. If you guys listened to the show last night, and why wouldn't you? You heard how much he was struggling, and he was a trooper, and he stuck it out all night, and we love him for it. But tonight,
he
needed his rest. No, not really.
He did.
Not really.
Bye bye. Yeah.
He must rest his larynx.
Yes, his larynx.
Larynx? Is that a
larynx?
Larynx.
Take care of your larynx, Johnny. Mm.
Before we announce our social shout out winner, I have to correct a small, tiny mistake I made when I was talking about our guest in the second hour. It is not Nikki 11. It is Nick 11.
Oh, right.
Way
very,
to
very
go.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. So, Nick and Don Pablo, I know you guys are listening. I'm sorry.
Are they spinning tunes in here?
Not tonight. They will be back very soon to actually give us an amazing show. Nick's got some fantastic music. And drugs, of course.
What?
No, no. What? Why would there be drugs?
I don't know.
Why
I think
do you
it's
have
like
to...
peanut butter and jelly, EDM, and, you know, other stuff.
Pretty prominent in that scene.
It is. Not that I would know, but I have friends.
You wouldn't know.
I have friends.
You wouldn't know
I
at
have
all.
Friends.
Heard.
Heard. Through the grapevine.
So, Lana Turner is joining us tonight. Lana, how are you? Thank you for coming in.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Long flight today. You just got in?
Yes. For me, it's like silence.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm on an airplane by myself, I juggle two kids. I'm a single mom. So, you know, that's like a vacation.
Yeah.
To be away from them?
Well, just to be trapped on an airplane with nothing to do.
Yeah.
Are you
kidding?
Even
if
like
I'm
heaven.
Flying with them, it's sort of a vacation because we can't do anything. So.
What do you do with your kids when you're on the road? I leave some crackers out and lock the door.
All right.
I have to pay somebody more than what I'll make.
Yeah, exactly. Terrible.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I just say pay somebody everything I make to leave town and have them stay.
Are they your biggest fans?
My children?
Yeah, or are they embarrassed by you like most kids are with their parents?
They're not old enough yet to full on be embarrassed by me yet. I don't think they fully grasp
what
I do.
How old are they?
8 and 10.
Okay, so not quite old enough.
So I'm still cool.
Okay.
For other reasons, unrelated to what I do.
Are they funny? Because their parents
hilarious.
Are both comedians. Do you think it's in their future they'll be comedians too?
Well, I've sufficiently damaged them to be funny, but maybe not to the level of professional.
I hope not.
Trying to keep them away from creepy uncles and stuff.
Right. To your point, Johnny's always telling us, you know, his background in comedy, and he's always saying that comedians have to be damaged in order to make anything with their lives. So maybe they are on the right track if that's what you've done.
Yeah, they're damaged just enough. Maybe.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you have to be kind of jacked up to, you know. But the humor, I think that's how you get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. With anybody, when they're dealing with stuff, they you know, humor helps. So,
gotcha. I'm sure it does. So you're
but
the
improv. Comics are definitely messed up. Everybody I know in stand-up are a little
In the 3 years that I've been on board with Johnny, I've met a lot of comedians, and yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot
it's
of...
It's a dark well.
Yes. I don't know that I've met a comedian, even Anna. Anna does not peg herself as a comedian, but she's
a
very
comedian.
Funny person.
That is
Will,
true.
Very funny person, does open mics. I'm me. And but these guys are warped.
Right.
So I get it.
I like damaged people. I do. I collect them.
You collect them?
I do,
Where
yes.
do you hide them?
Well, I'm just a people collector, and the more messed up people are, the more interesting they usually are and more fun.
Okay.
So right. There we go. I'm collecting all of you tonight.
There you go. You guys are going to be on her mantle.
For the
part of my menagerie.
There you go.
So you're about to ask.
Yes, improv.
Improv.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about, first of all, when was the last time you were here doing shows?
In Tampa?
How long has it been?
Oh, it's been a few years. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I haven't been traveling that much the last year. This has been a messed up year for me. It's been a messed up couple of years, but I haven't been back here in a while. I'm super excited to be here, especially the Tampa Improv. It's such a beautiful club. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what do you have coming up in the future? I know you make your residence in L.A.
Yes.
What kind of stuff does Lana Turner do in Los Angeles?
Oh, God.
When she's not traveling the world.
And not juggling children. So I have a really, 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 really interesting project.
Okay.
That is going to come out really soon. I've been working on it for 3 years, and I can't really talk about everything that it's about.
Of course not.
It's a movie. It's a film.
Okay.
And it's
full-length feature?
Full-length feature.
Okay.
And it's definitely going to come out, and it's amazing. It's already been, had some really good reception. It immediately had a network offer, like, months ago, which we didn't take because we weren't done with it yet.
Okay.
And it got some letters back from some festivals. It was not done, early submission, okay, saying this is great. So, but I can't really talk about
That's
it
fine.
Too
how
much.
Does it, can we say how it compares to Limeade?
Oh, so yeah, it's nothing like Limeade. Limeade okay. was, okay, so that was something I did a couple of summers ago, which was a visual album. Like Beyonce did Lemonade, so it's an homage to that.
You right. called in and, when that released.
Yeah.
You called into the show.
Yeah, we were on
it's
show.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's a really fun. It's 9 music videos woven together, and it makes fun of visual albums. And each little video is great on its own. And I did it with a guy, a comic that's from this area. Joey G helped produce it. And mm-hmm. I'm really proud of it. It's a really special little piece of content that's just like,
it's great. Yeah.
A little nugget. Like, what I love about it is that if you have a friend who's going through something, there's a video in there that you can share with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I mean, I'm super proud of it, but this is nothing like that. This is something like,
this is something you're really, really proud of, right?
No, I'm really proud of Limeade.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but this new thing you're saying, it sounds like it's...
This is something that will be like a national thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have any co-writers, or you do all the work? All the producing?
For Limeade and like my...
For everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The project that I'm talking about now, it's different. It's more
okay.
like, yeah.
You've been sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I can't talk about it because it's not out yet. And
I see.
I'll explain more about why later, but it's just a month. If I was here a month from now, I'd be like, I think a month. I'll be talking about it like crazy. We're actually going to be doing some crowdfunding, I think, just to like get the ball rolling and mm-hmm. Because we still have some finishing things. We still have to do color and sound, but it's really close and it's really intense. So that's okay. all I can say. I think okay. I should stop before I say something too
all
much.
All right. Yeah.
Should we say?
But I've been working on it for 3 years, so that's been a big deal.
Is it? So it's a feature. It's not a document. Documentary.
Well, we'll talk about it. Like,
okay. All right.
In
can't
a month
say
or
it.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, Will. Stop.
Right.
Stop.
You're crying.
I'm crying. I
yeah,
am. That's
I'll,
what I
I'll
do.
Let you guys know more. Really, I promise I'll be really like over the moon to talk. But that's one project, and then. And then I'm always doing other stuff. I'm currently working on my next 1 hour special.
Okay.
And that's really exciting too, because I have another one out that you can get it on Amazon. It was on Hulu, but it got locked up in the distribution company. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get it out again, back up on Hulu. But it's really, I love my first 1 hour, but I'm ready to do another one. It's been a few years. And so that's what I'm starting to work on now. And I'm going to be recording a presentation for that tomorrow night.
Lana Turner Netflix special in the future?
I hope so.
That'd
that
be
would
fantastic.
Be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah.
All right. What about a performance?
Yes.
All
let's
right.
let's hear a little. Let's hear a little Lana Turner music.
Get my git fiddle.
Your git. Right. Your git fiddle.
Thank you, assistant.
I like it. All right.
All right. So, what is this one called that you're going to play for us? This first one.
Oh, did you hear that? That was.
Like, that was great.
That was terrific. That's
fantastic.
The song. I just. That's it. That's my whole.
That's.
What?
That's what she said.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, there
do
you want to do that?
There you go.
Is that one?
Mic.
So we'll do this.
Get to work.
I was like this for coming to Florida because, you know, a lot of older ladies here aging.
It's quite a few.
Do you worry about your aging business? Not yet, right?
Like
business?
Me getting
yeah.
old? Oh,
like
every
the
day.
Business, the business aging?
What do you mean the business aging?
Like your business.
Your
that business?
The business.
Yeah. Oh, no, this business is fine.
The V business.
I know.
This is good. This is fine.
It's
right now, at least.
Mine's all good, too, but I worry about it. I have a friend who's in, like, vaginal therapy.
Like rejuvenation?
Yes. And I'm like...
Just let it age. Just let it go.
No.
Yes.
Well, I think if you use it, you don't lose it. I think that's the trick.
Wait, what do they even do? What do you mean? Rejuvenation.
I don't know. I don't know what she like does. She goes to a therapist.
Facial or, but, you know, not for your face.
You, like, file it down?
It might be the female version of a happy ending. I don't know.
Okay.
I want to learn more. But so this song is kind of about, like, women banding together with our naughty business.
All right.
Because women, we don't stick together enough. So.
It's true.
So here you go. I began to think I was looking fine when a young boy smiled at me. I flirted back, gave him a wink, took him seriously. I thought it was on. Sparks in the air, he started to walk my way. Then he waved at my kids and he called me ma'am and he turned and walked away. Well, I sat there dejected, feeling very lame. Then it occurred to me, old Giner needs a new PR campaign. Always recycle. Do not be confused. Brother, you know the truth. It's better when it's used. If the muffler is good and the engine purrs too, who cares about dents? You never should buy new. Kids might mess it up, but all it needs is love, like your favorite old t-shirt or a beat-up baseball glove. That's a messed up visual, but it works for it, right?
I love baseball.
Good things get better with age, like cars, wine, boats, and booze. So tap mama. Because it's better when it's used. You think pink should be the new green? Yeah? Maybe?
Let me think about that for a little bit.
If you find yourself a cougar, do not throw away. Like meatloaf or lasagna, it's always better the next day. Giner doesn't spoil, so just turn out the light. Like,
I just messed it up.
You got it? Touch of cellulite. If you find yourself a MILF, you're gonna have some fun. And the best part, ready? There's milk and cookies when you're done. Recycle.
Yeah, well,